我们今天是以弗所书最后的一堂。
Today is the last session on the book of Ephesians.
我们在以弗所书好像很久了。
Seems like we've been in the book of Ephesians for a while.
终于结束了。
Finally, we're wrapping up.
下一个讲到系列我会将在十二月最后一个礼拜告诉你。
I will tell you the next series on the last Sunday of December.
我希望你们每一个礼拜都来听这个系列。
I hope that you would come each Sunday to listen to the message.
并且带你还没有信主的朋友来听。
And also to bring your unsaved friends as well.
让我们看今天经文以弗所书第六章第十节到第二十节。
Let's look at today's passage in the book of Ephesians, chapter 6, verses 10 to 20.
我想我就用中文念如果你看英文的圣经，你就跟着看。
If you have an English Bible, just follow along. We will only read it in Chinese.
第十节，我还有为了的话，你们要靠着主，依赖他的大能大力，做刚强的人。要穿戴神所赐的全副军装，就能抵挡魔鬼的诡计。因我们并不是以属血气的征战，乃是以那些执政的、掌权的、管辖这幽暗世界的以及天宫属灵气的恶魔征战。所以要拿起神所赐的全副军装，好在磨难的日子抵挡仇敌，并且成就了一切，还能站立得住。所以要站稳了，用真理当作带子束腰，用公义当作护心镜遮胸，又用平安的福音当作预备走路的鞋穿在脚上。此外又拿着信德当作藤牌，可以灭尽那恶子一切的火箭，并戴上救恩的头盔，拿着圣灵的宝剑，就是神的道，靠着圣灵随时多方祷告祈求，并要在此紧紧不倦为众圣徒祈求，也为我祈求，使我到二十节了，使我得着口才，所以放胆开口传讲明福音的奥秘。我为这福音的奥秘做了带锁链的使者，必使我照着当今的本分放胆讲论。让我们再次同心祷告。
Let's once again pray together.
天父，我们把以下的时间交在你的手中。
Father, we commit the following time into your hands.
求圣灵来带领我们以下的时间。
May the Holy Spirit lead the following time.
让圣灵来洁净我们的场所。
And that the Holy Spirit may cleanse this place.
让圣灵来掌管我们的心思意念。
And that the Holy Spirit would rule over our hearts and our thoughts.
也让我们的神居首位。
And that you may be first.
让他的荣耀彰显。
And that your glory may be revealed.
我们将一切交在你的手中，求主你带领我们。
We commit everything to your hands. Please lead us.
我们将祷告，奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. 身为基督徒，我们面对三个敌人。
As a Christian, there are three enemies that we face.
我们第一个敌人，圣经讲就是这个世界。
The first enemy, the Bible tells us, is the world.
如果你看这个约翰福音第二章第十五节。
If you look at 1 John chapter 2 verse 15.
我们这里讲到，他说不要爱世界和世界上的事。
Here it says, do not love the world or anything in the world.
他说人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面了。
If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him.
因为凡世界上的事。
For everything in the world,
就是肉体的情欲
the cravings of sinful man,
眼目的情欲
the lust of his eye,
比今生的骄傲
and the boasting of what he has and does,
都不是从父而来的
comes not from the Father,
乃是从世界来的
but from the world.
换句话说，我们所面对的这些敌人，
In other words, the enemies that we face,
就好像肉体的情欲，
such as the cravings of sinful man,
眼目的情欲，
the lust of his eyes,
和今生的骄傲，
and the boasting of life,
成为我们基督徒第一个敌人，
becomes our first enemy.
那么第二个敌人，
the second enemy,
就是我们这个肉体，
it's our flesh,
也就是亚当传下来给我们那个肉体，
and it's what we inherited from Adam.
那么这个肉体是软弱的一个肉体，
the flesh is weak.
这个肉体选择去做那些不义的事情，
and the flesh chooses to do what is evil.
那么第三个敌人，
the third enemy,
就是那空中的掌权者，
as the rulers of the heavenly places,
也就是今天我们要来探讨的，
and it's what we're going to look at today.
所以在以弗所书一开始的时候讲到神把这个福气赐给我们，
so at the beginning of the book of Ephesians, it talks about how God has given us this blessing.
所以神在还没有创立这个世界以前，他说他拣选了我们，
so before the foundation of the world, he chose us.
他借着耶稣基督使到我们得到这个儿子的名分，
and through Jesus Christ he adopted us as his son.
那么神也借着耶稣基督使到我们能够臭死入生，
and also through Jesus Christ that we passed out of death into life,
得到这个永生的生命，
that we could receive this eternal life.
所以神把我们从这个罪恶的捆绑当中拯救出来，
So God has saved us out of the bondage of sin.
但是神却没有把我们直接带回天家。
But God did not directly lift us into the heavenly kingdom.
他把我们留在地上。
He left us here.
因为他要我们完成他在地上的旨意。
Because he wants us to accomplish his will here on earth.
基督徒得到这个拯救。
Christians receive our salvation.
仍然在生活上面对很多的困难或者苦难，
But in our life we still face difficulties and hardships.
原因就是因为我们还活在这个有罪的世界里面，
Because we still live in a sinful world.
那么对于基督徒来说，这个世界是一个战场，
And for a Christian the world is a battlefield.
我们必须每一天都去面对这些敌人，
We must face our enemies daily.
其中的一个敌人就是我讲的，就是那空中的掌权者。
And one of the enemies I mentioned is the ruler of the heavenly places.
空中的掌权者，圣经就是指魔鬼撒旦。
The ruler of heavenly places is Satan, the devil.
那么有些人不相信这个魔鬼邪灵的存在。
Some people don't believe in the existence of the devil and evil spirits.
特别是那些生长在那些科技发达的社会里面。
Especially those who grew up in a scientifically developed country.
或者出生在一个无神论的一个社会里面。
Or they were raised in an atheistic society.
然后我本身曾经生长在一个民间信仰非常盛行的一个社会里。
But I grew up in a place where the folk religion was very strong.
那么曾经看过那些跳鸡童的。
And I've seen those who were in trance.
那么当这个邪灵进入他的身体里面之后。
And when the evil spirit comes and into them.
他能够做到一些一般人不能够做到的一些事情。
He's able to do a lot of things that the normal person cannot do.
在我的记忆中。
In my remembrance,
也就是我还小的时候，
when I was little,
我看过这个跳鸡童的人，
I've seen these people,
他用这个刀来砍他的身体，
they would take a knife and cut themselves,
但是却不能够伤害到他的身体，
but they do not hurt themselves.
我也认识一位师母，
and I've also known a pastor's wife,
他告诉我他的先生也就是这位牧师，
and she told me that her husband is pastor,
曾经为一个人赶鬼。
One time, was doing exorcism.
赶了三天三夜。
He exercised three days and three nights.
那么终于这个鬼从这个人的身上离开了。
Finally, the spirit left this person.
那么如果我们看四福音书的话，
If we look at the four gospels,
我们看到类似的事情。
We see similar things.
也就是主耶稣基督曾经。在人的身上把这个鬼赶出来。
That Jesus Christ has cast out the demons.
那么这圣灵、魔鬼、邪灵是存在的。
So that shows that the evil spirits do exist.
那么如果魔鬼邪灵不存在的话，
and if demons and evil spirits don't exist,
那么我们的生活里面就减少了一个敌人。
Then in our lives, we have one less enemy.
那么保罗也不必在这个以弗所书讲到这个把要穿戴这个全副的军装。
Then there would be no need for Paul to talk about putting on the full armor of God.
那么彼得也不必要在彼得前书第五章第八节这么讲。
Then Peter, in the book of 1 Peter 5:8, he also talks about this.
他说务要谨守警醒，因为你们的仇敌魔鬼如同吼叫的狮子，遍地游行，寻找那些可吞吃的人。
Be self-controlled and alert. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour.
魔鬼不会放过我们。
The devil will not let us go.
他就好像一个吼叫的狮子一样。
He's like a roaring lion.
他遍地游行，然后寻找那些可以吞吃的人。
He goes everywhere looking for someone to devour.
所以保罗在以弗所书第六章第十节第十一节告诉我们。
So Paul in Ephesians chapter 6:10-11 tells us.
他说还有为了的话，你们要靠着主，依赖他的大能大力，做刚强的人，要穿戴神所赐的全副军装，就能抵挡魔鬼的诡计。
Finally, be strong in the Lord and in His mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes.
那保罗说，如果我们要抵挡魔鬼的诡计，
and Paul says that if we want to stand against the devil's schemes,
我们必须依靠主，依靠主的大能大力。
We must rely on God, on His strength.
啊，并且穿上那个全副神所赐给我们的那副军装，
and put on the full armor from God.
面对这个属灵的征战，
to face this spiritual battle,
不是靠着我们的力量，
it's not through our own strength,
而是靠着神的大能大力，
but it's through the power and strength of God.
如果不靠着神的大能大力的话，
if it's not through the power and strength of God,
我们没有办法胜过魔鬼的权势，
we cannot overcome the devil.
如果我们看圣经开始的时候，在创世纪里面讲到第三章第一节，
If we look at the beginning of the Bible, the book of Genesis, chapter 3, verse 1,
他说耶和华神所造的唯有蛇比田里的一切的活物更狡猾。
It says, Now the serpent was more crafty than any of the wild animals the Lord God had made.
所以在神所创造的一些那些东西，他说这个魔鬼比任何的东西更狡猾。
So in all the things that God has created, that Satan was more, the devil was more crafty than any others.
所以保罗说要穿上这个全副军装来抵挡魔鬼的诡计。
So Paul talks about that we need to put on the full armor of God so that we can stand against the devil's schemes.
那么同样的，保罗也在哥林多后书第二章第十一节说。
Likewise, in Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11, he says,
他说免得撒旦趁着机会胜过我们，必因我们必非不晓得他的诡计。
In order that Satan might not outwit us, for we are not unaware of his schemes.
那么请注意，刚才我们看以弗所书第六章第十一节跟哥林多后书第二章第十一节同样的谈到魔鬼的诡计。
Please note in Ephesians chapter 6 verse 11 and also 2 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 11, it both talks about the devil's schemes.
魔鬼一直与神敌对。
A devil constantly fights against God.
刚才我说过，魔鬼是我们其中的一个敌人。
I have mentioned that Satan is one of the enemies that we have.
所以他会想尽办法把我们吞噬掉。
So he's going to try every effort to devour us.
使到我们生命里面失去这个平安和喜乐。
That we lose peace and joy in our lives.
一条鱼能够上钓，是因为钓鱼的人有他的方法。
A fish is caught because of the fisherman's methods.
当他把这个饼丢在那个水里的时候，
When he put the worm in the water.
那么鱼看了之后，他不会认为这条虫或者这个饼是一个鱼钩。
And when the fish look at the bait, he doesn't think that it's a fish hook.
经常魔鬼就好像那个钓鱼的人。
And Satan oftentimes is like the fisherman.
他把这条这条蚯蚓或者东西就放在我们的面前。
He puts a bait in front of us.
如果我们不知道是一个鱼钩的话
，If we don't know it's a fish hook，
我们就中了他的诡计。
We fall into his scheme.
在我们的生活里面，我们经常面对很多的试探和引诱。
In our lives, we're often tempted.
有些是直接的从魔鬼而来。
Some are direct from Satan.
也有些是间接的。
And some are indirect.
魔鬼可以利用这个世界的荣华富贵。
The devil can use the riches of this world.
比如说肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲和今生的骄傲。
For instance, lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and the boastful pride of life.
他可以用这些东西使我们中了他的诡计。
He can use these things and cause us to fall into his traps.
保罗说：“如果我们要抵挡魔鬼的诡计的话
，”And Paul says that if we're going to stand against the devil's schemes，
我们必须穿上这全副的军装。
We must put on the full armor of God。
但是，除了穿上这个全副的军装，我们也必须要明白魔鬼的来龙去脉。
But besides putting on the full armor， we must understand the coming and going of the devil。
No。圣经里面讲到魔鬼是一个被造物。
The Bible tells us that the devil was created.
那么魔鬼曾经是一个天使长。
And at one point he was an archangel.
因为他背叛神，所以他带了三分之一的天使离开了神。
He rebelled against God and he also took one third of the angels with him.
但是我们知道魔鬼不知道将来要发生的事情。
But we know that Satan does not know the future.
他也不能够出现在就是说不同的地方，同一个时间不能够出现在同一个地方。
And he can't be everywhere at the same time.
但是魔鬼却知道过去所发生的事情。
But he knows what had happened in the past.
如果你们来自那些民间信仰盛行的社会
，If you come from a place where you have strong folk religion，
那么可能你就明白这一点。
Perhaps you understand this point.
有些人。到庙里去面问神啊。
Some people go to the temples to inquire of their gods.
或者广东话说问麦呀，麦呀，就问他们的神。
Basically, they go and ask of their gods.
所以这个被这个邪灵附身的那个人
，and the person who's demon possessed.
那么他能够讲到很准确的关于这些问神的人这一些事情
，He could accurately describe things concerning the those who are coming to seek their God.
但是这个被邪灵附身的人却不认识这些人。
Even though he doesn't know these people who's coming.
但是他只能够知道已经发生过的事情。
But he can only know what has happened in the past.
他没有办法知道将来的事情。
He cannot know what's coming in the future.
那么既然我刚才讲魔鬼不能在不同的地方在 同一个时间出现
And since Satan cannot be, is not omnipresent.
那么他怎么能够施行他的计划呢
How can he carry out his plan?
那么刚才我说过魔鬼曾经带了三分之一的天使离开了神
I mentioned that Satan brought one third of the angels with him.
那么这些天使都成为他的助手
And all these angels who's turned bad has become his helpers.
所以魔鬼不是一个鬼啊。
So the devil is not just one devil.
他有他的军队。
He has his whole legion.
如果你看路加福音第八章第三十节。
And if you look at Luke 8:30.
还有前后的经文。
And the passage is in the whole context.
那么那边讲到有一个人被鬼附。
There it talks about a man was demon possessed.
那么后来他迎面而来，就是迎面来见耶稣。
And then he came face to face with Jesus.
然后耶稣就问他，你叫什么名字
？And Jesus asked him, "What is your name?"
然后在路加福音第八章三十节说，他说我的名字叫做群。
And in Luke 8:30, he replied, "My name is Legion."
啊，就是很多很多的意思。
I mean many.
啊 ，Legion 哦 ，Legion， 它的意思就是六千个。
Legion, its meaning is 6,000.
啊，我们记得后来这些鬼啊，要求耶稣把他们赶走，然后进入这个猪群的身上。
And later on, the evil spirits asked, the demons asked Jesus to cast them into a herd of pigs.
所以魔鬼邪灵除了魔鬼本身以外，还有很多很多的邪灵。
Besides the devil himself, there's also many evil spirits.
请看十二节。
Let's look at verse 12.
他说：“因我们并不是以属血气的征战，乃是以那些执政的、掌权的、管辖这幽暗的世界，以及天空属灵气的恶魔征战。”
For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms.
所以这里讲到基督徒的敌人不是属血气的。
And so here it talks about that Christians' enemy are not flesh and blood,
而是属那些灵气的。
But those of the spiritual world.
所以这里告诉我们，我们不是与人征战。
So here we see that we're not fighting against men.
而是与那些管辖这个幽暗世界的恶魔征战。
But we're fighting against those authorities and powers of the dark world.
那么问题可能是从人开始的。
The problem may have started from man.
但是这个管辖幽暗世界的恶魔会借助这些问题来摧毁我们。
But the authorities and powers of this dark world will try to use these problems to destroy us.
比如说教会发生这个纷争的事情。
For instance, division among the church.
你想谁会趁机找这个机会来参与？
Who do you think would take this opportunity to join in?
所以当我们的心里面存着那个仇恨不能够原谅别人的时候，你想谁会来参与？
And when our hearts cannot forgive someone and that we have hatred in our hearts, who do you think would come in?
这个幽暗的世界是我们的肉眼看不到的。
The dark world is something that we cannot see with our fleshly eyes.
但是圣经讲他们都是存在的。
But the Bible tells us they are real.
一般的人认为看不到的东西就不存在。
Many people believe that what you cannot see does not exist.
啊，特别是那些学科学的人了。
Especially the scientists.
啊，一定要证明后才是真的。
You must prove it, then afterwards, then it's real.
啊，看不到就不是真的。
If I cannot see it, it's not real.
那么就好像主耶稣其中的一位门徒叫做多马。
Just as a disciple that Jesus had.
那么其他的门徒告诉这位多马说，耶稣基督已经复活了。
And all the other disciples told him that Jesus Christ has risen.
但是多马说，除非我看见他手上的钉痕，用指头探入他的钉痕，用手探入他的肋旁，我总不相信。
But Thomas answered, unless I see the nail marks in his hands and put my finger where the nails were and put my hand into his side, I will not believe it.
其实我们当中有很多多马。
Actually, among us there are many Thomases.
我们在旧约圣经里面，但以理书第十章十三节到二十节这么说。
And in the book of Daniel, chapter 10.
我们不用翻去看哦。其实这段经文讲到这个管辖幽暗世界的恶魔，为了一些国家大事与神的天使争论争战。
And we see that the angels were fighting against each other.
那么这里讲到这场属灵的征战正在进行。
And that this spiritual battle is happening.
就是你跟我正面对这个属灵的征战。
And that you and I are fighting against this battle.
但是身为一个基督徒，我们怎样去面对这些属灵的征战呢？
But as a Christian, how do we face this spiritual battle?
所以保罗在十一节讲，他说你要穿上这个神所赐给我们的全副那个精装。
So Paul says in verse 11 that you need to put on the full armor of God.
然后他在十三节再讲一次。
And then in verse 13 he repeats it.
他说所以要拿起神所赐的全副精装。 好在磨难的日子抵挡仇敌，并且成就一切，还能站立得稳。
Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground, and after you have done everything, to stand.
你看到保罗讲两次。
And you see that Paul repeats himself twice.
啊，当圣经里面强调两次的时候，你要特别小心，特别注意。
When the Bible repeats anything, you need to really pay attention to it.
原因就是很重要。
Because it means it's very important.
啊，这个全部的经章就是记载在14节到18节。
And the full armor of God is recorded in verses 14 to 18.
那么这里讲到一系列的啊，这个啊经装。
And here it talks about a whole list of armors.
这个经装包括这个真理的束腰带。
And it has a truth, the belt of truth.
公义的啊复兴镜。
The breastplate of righteousness.
平安的福音鞋。
The gospel of peace.
信德的藤牌。
The shield of faith.
救恩的头盔。
And the helmet of salvation.
圣灵的宝剑。
And the sword of the spirit.
然后最后他讲到祷告。
And finally he talks about prayer.
所以到底这些啊，这个属灵的金装啊，到底他们是什么含有什么含义
？So what's the meaning of all the spiritual armor?
所以保罗就用一个罗马士兵所穿那部全套金装来形容这些属灵的武器。
So Paul used the armors that a soldier will wear to describeethe weapons of God.
那么首先让我们来看这个真理的束腰带。
First, the belt of truth.
那么这里讲到十四节，所以要站稳了，用真理当作带子束腰。
Stand firm then, with the belt of truth buckled around your waist.
我们都有啊、穿这个啊 belt， 有没有？有没有穿这个 belt？
Many people wear belt.
啊。这个束腰带能够撑住我们的衣服哈，你把它解开的，好像啊，就整套啊，不整齐了。
The belt can hold our clothes together, and if you take it off, things will start coming apart.
所以这个做士兵的，他们必须有这个束腰带。
So as a soldier, they must have a belt.
使到他们能够穿得整整齐齐。
So that everything will be in order.
那么真理的带子是讲圣理、圣经里面讲的那个真理。
And the belt of truth is talking about the truth that is in the scripture.
那么圣经讲到不是真理的就是出于魔鬼的。
And the Bible says if it's not the truth, then it comes from devil.
圣经也讲到所有出于这个谎言的都是来自魔鬼的。
And the Bible also talks about that every...Lie is from the Satan.
所以当我们说谎话的时候
，So when we lie,
我们就中了魔鬼的诡计。
We have fallen into Satan's scheme.
因为圣经讲魔鬼是那个谎言之父。
Because the Bible says that he is the father of lies.
那么除了这个真理的腰带用来束腰
，And besides the belt of truth,
那么第二也要用公义当作护心镜。遮胸。
And second, we must have the breastplate of righteousness to cover our front.
在当时的罗马士兵，他们也是戴上这个护心镜来保护他们这个胸部。
And in the past, the Roman soldiers also wore breastplates to protect their breast.
其实今天的警察还有军人，他们也是有穿这个臂带衣。
And even today, that soldiers and policemen also wear bulletproof vests to protect themselves.
就是当他们去执行他们的任务的时候，他们穿上这个臂带。
And so when they carry out their duties, they wear the bulletproof vests.
原因就是要保护这个胸部很多这个重要的器官。
The main reason is to protect the major organs in the body.
那么这里讲到公义的护心镜。
And here it talks about the breastplate of righteousness.
所谓公义有两方面。
There's two aspects to righteousness.
那么第一方面就是一个基督徒，圣经讲，因为他因信称义了。
First, as a Christian, because of his faith, is declared righteous.
那么第二点呢，就是一个基督徒必须过一个公义的生活。
The second is that a Christian must live a righteous life.
没有 魔鬼没有任何的机会可以指责我们。
So the devil will not have an opportunity to accuse us.
所以神应许这个魔鬼撒旦来试炼试探这个夜伯。
So God allowed Satan to test a Job.
但是你看夜伯记的时候，圣经也讲到他在世上是一个公义的人。
But if you look at the book of Job, the Bible also says that he was a righteous man.
他是一个敬畏神的人，而且远离这个恶事。
He feared God and shuns evil.
这里讲到耶和华对撒旦说，凡他所有的都在你的手中，只是你不可以伸手加害他。
The Lord said to Satan, Very well then, everything he has is in your hands, but on the man himself do not lay a finger.
我们讲放马过来。Let your horse come. Yeah. 真理的袋子。
The belt of truth.
公义的复兴镜。
The breastplate of righteousness.
第三是这个平安福音的鞋子。
Third is the feet fitted with readiness that comes from the gospel of peace.
保罗在罗马书第十章第十五节这么说。
And Ephesians 6:15, Paul says.
Romans 10:15. 他说：“若没有奉差遣，怎能传道呢？如经上记，报福音、传喜信的人，他们的脚中何等的佳美。
”And how can they preach unless they are sent? As it is written, "How beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news."
这里讲到，当我们把这个平安的福音鞋子穿上的时候
，And here it says that if we fit our feet with the gospel of peace，
他这里讲到我们的脚中是何等的佳美
，And it says how beautiful are the feet。
我们圣经也讲到，它成为我们属灵的武器。
The Bible also says that it does become a armor of God。
所以传福音是。抵挡魔鬼的其中一个方法。
So to preach the gospel is one of the methods of standing against the devil.
因为我们传福音就是告诉人你不要去那个永恒的地狱。
Because when we preach the gospel, we're telling other people to not go to this eternal hell.
魔鬼的目的就是要带更多的人到那个地狱去。
The devil's scheme is to take more people with him to hell.
你是否有经常跟人传福音
？Do you often preach the gospel to others？
如果我们要抵挡魔鬼的诡计
，If we're to stand against the devil's schemes，
第一，我们必须要穿戴这个真理的袋子。
First, we must stand. We must put on the belt of truth.
第二是要戴上这个公义的复兴镜。
Second, we must put on the breastplate of righteousness.
第三是要穿上这个福音的鞋子。
Then we must put on the shoes of the gospel of peace.
第四，要带上这个信心、信德的盾牌。
And fourth, we must take the shield of faith.
就是十六节讲到，此外又拿作信德当作盾牌，可以灭尽那恶者一切的火箭。
In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith in which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one.
基督徒也会面对很多困难。
Christians will face many difficulties.
基督徒也会面对苦难
and hardships.
所以每次我跟那些要接受耶稣基督成为他们个人救主的人
So every time I talk to those who want to receive Jesus Christ as a personal Lord and Savior,
我不会跟他们讲
I would not tell them.
我说从今天起，可能你的生活不会很顺利的
I would tell them that perhaps from today on, your life would not be smooth.
有很多人讲信了耶稣一切都很好很顺利的
Some people say after you believe in Jesus everything's fine everything's smooth
你就跟他讲 nonsense
Tell them nonsense、
yeah. 基督徒会面对困难跟苦难
Christians will face difficulties and hardships
所以当我们面对苦难的时候我们的信心就得到这个挑战
And when we face hardships, our faith will be challenged.
我们的信心就在这个神的面前受到试炼。
And that our faith will be tested.
所以圣经讲，我们应该带上这个信心的盾牌。
So the Bible says that we must take on the shield of faith.
因为这个信心的藤台能够抵挡魔鬼射过来的那些火箭。
Because it can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one.
如果你看耶伯记的话。
If you look at the book of Job.
耶伯记受那种苦啊，那种难。真的是有时候我们都可以想象。
The suffering that Job went through is something that we can't imagine.
所以他的信心受到考验。
His faith was greatly tested.
连他的妻子也攻击他。
Even his wife attacked him.
他说在这个第二章第九节说，你乃然持守你的纯正吗？你弃掉你的神吧，死掉吧。
In Job 2 verse 9, his wife said to him,Are you still holding on to your integrity? Curse God and die.
但是耶伯对神还持守那个信心。
But Job continued to hold fast to his faith.
然后耶伯就对他的妻子说。
And Job tells his wife.
他说你说话像一个愚顽的妇人一样。
You speak as a foolish woman.
他说难道我们从神手里得的福不也受过吗？
Are you only going to receive the blessings from God and not the hardships?
那么在这一切事情上，耶伯仍然持守对神那种信心。
In all this, Job held fast his faith in God.
那么第五个武器。
And the fifth weapon.
我们必须戴上这个救恩的头盔。
We must put on the helmet of salvation.
这个头盔是用来保护我们的头的。
The helmet is for the protection of our head.
如果你在马来西亚开这个摩托车的话
，If you ride around a motorcycle in Malaysia,
你一定要戴这个头盔的。
You have to put on a helmet.
不然警察后面就跟着来。
Otherwise, the cop will pull you over.
但后来我发觉到美国忽然间。那个开摩托车的人不需要戴头。
Then I realized here in the States there's no such law.
我在大学的时候，那个时候需要戴。
When I was in college, I needed to wear the helmet.
我不晓得现在为什么不用戴。
I don't know why it's no longer a requirement.
因为这个头盔是保护我们这个头啊，很重要的一部分。
Because the helmet is to protect our head, which is a very vital part.
这个头也是我们头脑就是在这边。
And our brains are inside our head.
所以我们的一切心思意念是出于我们的头脑。
So every thought that we have comes from our head.
所以我们一举一动都是由这个头脑来操作。
And so all that we do comes from our mind.
如果这个头被敲人会立刻死掉。
If you smash the head, then the person will die.
所以这里讲到我们必须戴上这个救恩的头盔。
So here it says that we must put on the helmet of salvation.
来保护我们的这个心思意念。
To protect our thoughts.
就是保罗在罗马书第十二章第二节这么告诉我们。
And Paul in Romans 12 chapter 2 tells us.
他说不要效法这个世界。
He says, do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world.
他说只要心意更新而变化。
But be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
叫你们察念何为神的善良、纯正、可喜悦的旨意。
Then you will be able to test and prove what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will.
所以我们这个意念非常的重要。
So our thoughts are very, our mind is very important.
因为一举一动，我们所做的事情都是从这里开始。
Because all that we do first comes from here.
所以我们必须。用这个救恩的头盔来保护我们这个意念。
So we must use the helmet of salvation to protect our thoughts.
那么除了这五个属灵的武器
，Besides all these five spiritual armor，
第六个金装就是圣灵的宝剑。
The sixth one is the sword of the spirit.
那么这里圣灵的宝剑是指这个神的话语。
And the sword of the spirit is referring to God's word.
那么，如果你看耶稣基督在旷野被魔鬼试探的时候
，And if you look at Jesus being tempted in the wilderness by the devil.
每一次魔鬼试探耶稣的时候
，Every time the devil tempts Jesus.
每一次耶稣基督都是用神的话语来抵挡魔鬼。
Every time Jesus used God's word to fight against the devil.
所以，这个圣灵的宝剑非常的重要。
So the sword of the spirit is very important.
所以我经常讲到把神的话语背起来。
So oftentimes I talk about memorizing God's word.
所以当我们遇到试探, 这个试炼的时候,
so when we are tempted,
我们随时可以用这个圣灵的宝剑,
we can readily use the sword of the Spirit.
然后最后一个很重要的,
and lastly, a very important thing,
就是祷告,
is prayer.
第18节讲到, 靠着圣灵, 随时多方祷祈求, 必要在此警醒不见, 为众圣徒祈求。
And verse 18 it says, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the saints.
所以祷告非常非常的重要。
So prayer is very important.
你是否有在你的生活里面有经常祷告？
In your life, are you praying often?
我们看到主耶稣基督本身经常都祷告。
We see Jesus often pray.
我们看到耶稣基督当他 忙碌一天的时候，他就退到山上去，在那边祷告。
We see Jesus Christ after a full busy day that he would go to a lonely place to pray.
我们看到耶稣基督当他要上十字架之前，在客西马尼亚园里流泪，就在跪在神的面前，在那边祷告。
And we see Jesus before he went to the cross in the Garden of Gethsemane that he prayed, he cried, and he continued to pray.
如果你看使徒行传的话,
and if you look at the book of Acts,
你看到使徒行传整本书这里到处都出现讲祷告的事情。
You see throughout the whole book, here and there, it talks about prayer.
保罗在他的书信里面经常强调祷告。
Paul in his letters often emphasizes prayer.
那么如果我们要面对这种属灵的征战,
if we're going to face this spiritual battle,
如果我们要抵挡魔鬼的诡计,
if we're going to stand against the devil's schemes,
我们必须穿上这个全部的军装,
we must put on the full armor of God.
不然的话我们会中了魔鬼的诡计。
Otherwise, we will fall for his schemes.
让我们同心祷告。
Let us pray.
天父我们感谢你, 感谢你赐给我们今天的话语。
Heavenly Father, we thank you. Thank you for giving us today's word.
求主把你的话语放在我们的心中。
We ask that you will place your word in our hearts.
让我们能够时常记住。
That we will often remember.
我们这样祷告奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.